This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Demonstrators rallied in Kathmandu on Tuesday, demanding the ousting of Nepal's prime minister in protest at his decision to dissolve parliament amid an escalating feud in the governing Nepal Communist Party. They chanted slogans against Prime Minister Kagna Prasad Oli as thousands of riot police stood guard. Participants said they will hold larger protests if parliament isn't reinstated. Iran has begun human trials in a locally developed coronavirus vaccine. State television reported on Tuesday that the vaccine produced by Shifa Pharmed, part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate, is the first in the country to reach the stage of human trials. Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East for COVID-19, which has infected over 1.2 million people in Iran and killed nearly 55,000. Iran has sentenced eight of its Baha'i citizens to prison terms and other punishments, according to an informed source in the latest example of the Islamist-ruled nation's longstanding and internationally criticized policy of severely restricting the rights of its Baha'i religious community. In a December 24th interview with VOA Persian from Iran, the source, who is familiar with the situation of the six men and two women, said their lawyers were informed a day earlier of the sentences handed down by Revolutionary Court in the southern port of Bandar Abbas. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reinstating a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control the resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant of the virus. Ramaphosa also said anyone caught not wearing a mask in a public place would face a fine and a possible jail sentence. This is VOA News. Democrats plan to push Tuesday for the U.S. Senate to pass higher pandemic relief payments to Americans, meeting President Donald Trump's demand for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks that have already been approved by the House of Representatives. Ed Donahue has this from Associated Press.
The House has voted overwhelmingly to override President Trump's veto. Senate leaders will consider similar action this week. The bipartisan
bill, which
approved
a change to the coronavirus economic stimulus bill President Trump recently signed. The change would follow the president's insistence. $600 checks to Americans should be $2,000 checks. Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal used a reference to A Christmas Carol.
Marley warned Ebenezer Scrooge there was a way for redemption. And that was through a new generosity and a new kindness. And we could emulate that here.
Allies of the president have opposed more spending. Texas Republican Kevin Brady says the money can't be put to good use.
At this point in the recovery, the fact is it's hard to stimulate a Main Street that's locked down by local politicians. This won't help local restaurants get their workers permanently back.
The outcome of the bill is uncertain in the GOP-led Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is warning of massive damage done to the national security apparatus by the Trump administration and roadblocks in communication between agency officials and his transition team that could undermine American security.
We have encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget. Right now, we just aren't getting all the information that we need for the ongoing, outgoing, and from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
His remarks were made yesterday in Wilmington, Delaware. It came after he was briefed by members of his national security and defense teams and advisors. Bangladesh has begun moving a second group of Rohingya refugees to a low-lying island in the Bay of Bengal, despite strong opposition by international human rights activists. Officials say more than 1,000 Rohingyas are expected to arrive at Basan Char aboard several ships sometime today, a day after leaving the overcrowded, squalid camp in the Cox's Bazar district. India has conducted a two-day trial run for a mass coronavirus vaccination drive expected to begin in January as the world's second worst-hit country. Witnesses hope a huge decline in daily new infections. There are hopes that immunizations will protect it from a second wave. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.